two different things. There is b'chukotai telechu, to go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then to keep the mitzvahs. So what does it mean in b'chukotai telechu? Say Chazal, Rashi, Shetiyu amelim b'Torah. You should learn Torah, but not just learn, but learn very hard. You will come to Es Mitzvah. Without learning the Torah, you can't keep the Mitzvahs right. Only when you work hard, you come to the right conclusions. Without this, you don't keep right the Mitzvahs. In Chesh Shabbos, what is Mutter, what is also, it's very, very hard sometimes to pass them. So you have to work hard to know what is Mutter, what the Torah demands of you, what you may do. Without this, you can't come to the right halacha without working hard. It's not that this is the ideal of learning, only to keep the mitzvahs. Learning is the ideal in itself, but it's also the only way to keep the mitzvahs right, but the learning of Torah is in itself an ideal. The Gemara says in Sita, הוכן בחוץ מלאכתך ואת בסודה לך אחר ובניסה מיסר. זה פוסק in Mishlei. So the moral brings many explanations to this פוסק, but the last explanation I believe is that first you should learn הוכן בחוץ מלאכתך, you should learn ואת בסודה לך, you should do מייסים טיימים. Achar, what's the end? To learn in order to learn. First you have to learn in order to keep the mitzvahs. But then, when you are already keeping the mitzvahs, you still have to learn. Drosh mekabel schar. This is an ideal in itself, the learning of Torah. Not only in order to keep mitzvahs. This is in the open part of the Torah, in the halacha, what is this mister with the innermost part of the Torah, the secret of the Torah? Is there also a keeping of mitzvahs, or is it only learning for its own sake? Not in order what can I keep in learning the secret of the Torah? Don't say that you should begin now with the secrets. Only after you have finished Shas and Poskim. But still, there are people who learn the secrets of the Torah. Is there also the keeping? The more it tells about Rav Lozor ben Arach, who once went together with his Rebbe, with Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he wanted to tell Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai his chidushim in the Nistar, in the secrets of the Maase Merkavah. So Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai heard what he had to say. And later, from him, they showed how important it is, it came fire from him. And then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Yesh Noe Derech Ve'en Noe Mekayim. There are people who say fine things, but they don't keep what they are saying. There are others who do fine things, but they are not great talkers. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Arach, Noe Derech Ve'Noe Mekayim. He says fine things, and he's really keeping what he is saying. I would have understood if Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai would have said this, if Rav Loza ben Arach would have said some fine people in Hilchos Shabbos. So Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai says that he keeps Hilchos Shabbos as it should be. Or he would say, fine truth about this or Lashon Hara. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai would say that Rav Loza ben Arach keeps really Hilchos Lashon Hara as it should be. But he talks about the mystery, about the secrets of Torah. And still, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai says that Rav Loza ben Arach keeps what he is saying. So it seems that the secrets of Torah are also given in order that we should keep them. How can we keep them? I don't know, since I don't know the secrets. I can't tell you how to keep. But it seems that to be nearer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you learn about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to become nearer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to try to be as far as possible nearer HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your deeds, in your thoughts, in your prayers, in everything, to be as near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as possible. And about this, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says that Rav Loza ben Arach is really coming nearer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as far as possible. It's thought that once the old Gera Rebbe of the time of Chofetz Chaim, said about the Chofetz Chaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his word one person who writes books and also keeps what is written in them. He not only writes the halachas, but he keeps every halacha. It's not so easy that the Chofetz Chaim kept what he wrote. So Rav Loza ben Arach is doy derech v'doy v'chaim, says Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. I believe this is the most important part of our existence. The Mishnah says al shvel shel dvarim ha'olam ha'omed. The world stands on three things: al ha'Torah, on learning Torah; al ha'avodah, on serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with korbanos. Or today, when we have no for korbanos, the prayer is instead of the korbanos. And milus chasadim, doing good for people, helping people in every way. So I asked myself, why these three things? They are tanyag mitzvahs. Why has the Mishnah Shimon HaTzadik said that these three things are the most important things, the three pillars of mitzvah to understanding, these three things? And I think because these are the three ways of coming nearer HaKadosh Baruch Hu as far as possible. A person is created in order to come as near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as possible. And these are the three most important ways of getting nearer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Learning Torah is the way of coming with our thought near the thought of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't reach the thought of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says, Ki gavu shamayim me'oretz ken gavu drachayim midarcheichem u'machshavoyseim u'machshavoyseichem. Just as heaven is higher than earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. So we can't really understand the thought of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not even a part of it. And still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have some glimpse of his thought. He gave us the Torah to understand something of the thought of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everyone according to his own level. A child who learns in the cheder has some understanding, and one who learns in yeshiva knows a little more, and Gedolei Yisrael still more, and Moshe Rabbeinu more than all of us. since he's in Gan Eden, let him see some tears, he knows much more, and still he didn't reach all. He won't reach everything, and nobody will reach everything, because it's the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not of a human being. But as far as a human being can reach, it's through the Torah. Just as there is a high tree which you can't reach, you can't take the fruit, but which fruit can you take? The fruit which falls down, this you can take. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu let down the Torah in order that we'll be able to get some glimpse of his thought and much as we learn, we get more and more, but never will reach all everything. And still, this is a way to come near the thought of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as far as a human being can. And this is the reason in Seichel, and in our heart, in our feelings, the way to come near HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through the sacrifices. Or today, when we have no sacrifices, then through the prayer, then when one brings the sacrifice, he should think that I would like to be burnt on the Mizbeach instead of bringing an ox or something else. I would like to be burnt myself in the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I should have been burnt myself, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want it, as he didn't want the sacrifice of Yitzchak Avinu. So I bring a behemoth instead, bring the animal instead of myself, but I would like to be myself in common to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In feeling, we should feel that we are talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu just as we would talk to our father, to our king, asking him whatever we need, praising him forever for all the good which he does for us, and asking him for whatever we need, not to read the prayer just because it's written in the Siddur. I read in the morning from page 12 to page 29 or something else, but I pray out of my heart. I want to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I want to ask him that I may end something, we may end in Shmoneh Esrei things which we want, which we need in the right places. We can end because we are talking to our father, to our king, and feel that we are talking to him. This is the way of the heart. The heart should come near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in prayer. And indeed, we come near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Gmilus Chasadim. As we said, we can't understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we can't understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. But since we still try to give an explanation as far as our sacred regions, we need to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world in order to do chesed with other creatures. They didn't need anything, since there were no creatures, they didn't need anything. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create creatures in order that there will be somebody with whom we can do chesed. So he created all of us, all the creatures, and most of all the people, most of all the people, the Jewish people, in order to do chesed with them, to do the good for them. Therefore, when I do chesed, when I do good to people, I'm trying to come nearer the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as far as I can come nearer the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I heard from my father-in-law, Zichrono Livracha, he talked about the difference between Abraham and Iyov. He brought that Iyov asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why has Abraham so much good and I am suffering so much? Avraham Avinu accepts guests, and I also accept guests. The pasuk in about Iyam Trachayla or Achefta, I open my gates to the maids so that everybody can enter my tent. Everybody, I accept the guests as Avraham Avinu accepts the guests. So why is it that Avraham Avinu is blessed and I am suffering so much? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, you are not like Avraham. Avraham, you give every guest what he needs. If he needs fish, you give him fish. If he needs meat, you give him meat. Whatever he said that he would like, you give him. Avraham Avinu gives everyone, even if he doesn't know to appreciate it. The person doesn't know what tongues are. He gives him the tongue of an animal. What's the difference? The difference is that he gives according to the needs. You need something, he gives it to you. Avraham creates needs. You don't know how good it is to eat the tongue of a cow. He will teach you how good it is. So Avraham's chesed resembles the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave to those who didn't need. He created the people to need in order that he can do chesed. And Iyam was not on this high level. He did chesed, but not on this high level to create need. Only on the level to give to the needy, but not to create need. I heard also from my father-in-law, the pasuk says about Ammon and Moab that they shouldn't marry him when they are gerim, they shouldn't marry a Jewish girl. Al devar asher lo kidmu etchem balechem uvamayim baderach batzei eschem mimitzrayim. They didn't give the Jewish people bread and water when the Jews were on their way from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. So my father-in-law asked, did the Jews really need the bread and water of Ammon Umar? The Jews had no need. They had man from heaven. They had the veil of Miriam. So they had no need for bread or water. So what do we want from Ammon Umar? He said, this we want, that they should want to do good into one who doesn't need it. Since they left this way of Avraham, to do chesed with those who don't need it, therefore they are not acceptable for Jewish daughters and sons, because a person should have this matter of chesed, to do chesed even with those who don't need it. Then he resembles Avraham Avinu, he resembles the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is for ordinary people. I believe that there is another sort of people who don't give bread and water and still they do chesed. How do they do chesed? Through learning Torah. In their schus, the world exists. The going set in his closed room. But through the Torah of the going, the world exists. This is a way of doing chesed in Torah itself, not outside Torah, but in Torah itself you do chesed. This was what was with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and his son. Tomorrow evening is the yahrzeit of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It's the day when Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and his son left the Mora, went outside of the Mora. They spent 13 years in the cave. And learned Nistar, learned the Zohar, all secrets of the, not all, the Torah is endless, but many secrets of the Torah they learned in this cave. They didn't have to pray much, so they prayed only seldom, because their Torah was such a big Torah. They kept the world going with their Torah. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says that as long as he lives, Chazal say there was no rainbow in the world, because the rainbow comes only when the Kosh Baruch is angry with the world, and he wants to bring a mabul, and through the rainbow he remembers Noach and that he sworn to Noach not to bring a mabul to the world. But when there is a tzaddik like Reb Shimon ben Yochai, there is no mabul. There can't be a mabul as long as Reb Shimon ben Yochai lived. Therefore, there was no rainbow in heaven as long as Reb Shimon ben Yochai lived. About other tzaddikim, he also taught this, but we talk now about Reb Shimon ben Yochai. This is the highest degree of chesed, is learning Torah and keeping the whole world in his foot. Reb Shimon ben Yochai said that he with his son, together with his son, Tzadik Yitzchak ben Uzziyahu Melech Yehuda, could defend the whole world from din, from the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Miyom Shenibra Olam Ba'ad Sof, and that is from the Bnei Aliyah, something. On the other hand, Chazal tell us that Reb Shimon Yochai wanted to leave the cave with his son, but was afraid of the Romans. Then he saw a person trying to catch birds outside the cave, and he heard a voice from heaven which said, "This bird he will catch, but this bird he won't catch." And so it was. When the Kosh Baruch Hu said he will catch, he caught, and when the Kosh Baruch Hu said he won't catch, he didn't catch. So Reb Shimon ben Yochai told himself, if the bird is not caught without a gzeira from heaven, so I won't be caught without a gzeira. I don't have to be afraid of the Romans. Then he decided to get out of the cave. It's amazing. From the one hand, Reb Shimon ben Yochai says about himself these great things, that he can defend the whole world together with his son, and that Yitzchak ben Melech Yehuda can defend the whole world, and other big things which he says. And on the other side, he is so much afraid that without that he only gets out of the cave because he is not lesser than a bird. This shows a big number from Reb Shimon ben Yochai, that with all his greatness, he doesn't believe that the Kosh Baruch Hu will defend him only because the Kosh Baruch Hu defends also birds. The Kosh Baruch Hu will defend him too. This shows what another means. Another should, it doesn't mean that one shouldn't know one's value. A person should know one's value, one's madregas. Moshe Rabbeinu writes in the Torah that he is a Novi, the biggest Novi which ever was and which ever will be, that he is an honor and everything. And he remains an honor. He remains, he still says, "Menachnu Mo, I am nothing. I and my brother, we both are nothing." This is a real honor, to know one owns Madrega and still to understand that I'm nothing. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the powers to do everything. This is Reb Shimon ben Yochai, not as Moshe Rabbeinu. There's nobody like Moshe Rabbeinu. But still, on the one hand, to know his own powers, on the other hand, to think that he's no better than the bird, only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu defends even the bird, HaKadosh Baruch Hu defends him also. This is the big Madrega from Reb Shimon ben Yochai, the big Anava from Reb Shimon ben Yochai. It goes together. When one is a greater Baal Madrega, he can be a greater honor. When one is a greater honor, he can be a greater Baal Madrega. As far as he knows that he is nothing, he can understand better the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he understands better the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he understands better that he is nothing. It goes together. It's not opposite ends, but both things go together. The highest Madrega is the highest grades of Adonai.